ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week at Lore Crimes, where your four favorite fellas are here with some that hasn't come back in a little while, but it's here now. We're doing another pub quiz. It's been a hot minute.
Has been,
and we're running it back. And the dog was here for a moment. She's now left, but she just wanted to give us her blessing before we move on forward with this.
Lovely.
And Hal, would you like to just quickly say what we're doing, since you know you are the one running
Quizmaster? Yeah, we've also chosen a subject that is not absolute pain for anybody or any specific thing. So it's a pretty good one. We've chosen the best year, perhaps the worst year to live in Warhammer, a 999 M41 pub quiz.
999999. Said Hal.
This is only events in this year, basically.
Which, you know, you say only, but this is also the year that for like 20 years in real life was the only year. Which, you know, which I will give GW credit. That was very on purpose.
The dog's teasing. Sorry. But we're going to be fair, if people want to, they can play along with us. Obviously, if you're playing along with the chat, spoilers. Massive spoilers probably from the chat.
It will be spoilers, but at this point, you know, it's these books have been out for a while. Not that, you know, you obviously don't need to have read them, but also it's like, yeah, you know, Lord of the Rings or, you know, Star Wars. Hey, believe it or not, Death Star blows up.
And, what? And remember, the most important thing about this quiz today is that because Hal is hosting, he cannot win a point.
Yes, he can't
and
win.
And look you at that guys. Disgusting podium down there.
Yeah. That's me. You're pointing at me right now.
Dots.
Yeah, I'm 8.
Corner for me. Yep. I know. He doesn't, you know, winners, haters going to hate, but be fair.
You're right. I am full of hate. Fuck you. Yes.
But luckily today, though, this is not, I've gone beyond novels. This is, I suspect you guys will do quite well, just bearing in mind that everyone here is, 40K versed. And also, it's not Imperial exclusive. There is actual aliens. There is filthy Xenos in this quiz. If you guys are ready, though, I can begin with the, I guess, slightly easier section, beginner section one, if everyone's ready to hit it.
Okay.
You guys will message me, of course, your answers. And obviously, if you're playing along,
it's been a long time.
Best of luck. It's going to be all over the place, I won't lie. There's a lot happens in 999 and 41. So we begin not too easy, but hopefully a bit of a basic. Question one is the Octarius War would see High Fleet Leviathan directed towards the Orc Empire of Octarius. And this was hoping to create a stalemate. Which Inquisitor is responsible for this plan? Whose brainchild is this? The Octarius War. And I'm sure you all know it. Like, you've heard of them. It's not like some complete random one out there.
No, I've got this. I've got this one.
Okay,
why?
Okay.
That's not who I wanted to message.
Just someone reading that going, huh? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I didn't fire it off, but...
When you receive just a message detailing the name of an Inquisitor in your inbox, an eyebrow is raised going,
Dude, shout out to the... Because, you know, if you get a message from someone on Twitter, you know, it'll just show your name, but if your phone's locked, it'll just say message from X, you know, like from whoever. And then I looked at my phone one day, message from General Grievous. What?
A fine addition to his collection.
I just woken up when I saw it. What?
Prison in another realm. Going on to question number two. Who tricked the Dark Angels into assisting the Grey Knights and Inquisition into attacking the Space Wolves during the Months of Shame? Look, when I say who, I'm being... As in the truth of the situation, if you understand what I mean. It's a name of something. If you hear it, you'll actually kick yourself.
You're gonna be very upset.
But it is, I can't say any more without giving it away.
Can you repeat the question again? Sorry.
I'll phrase it like this. Who or what tricked the Dark Angels into assisting the Grey Knights and Inquisition into attacking the Space Wolves during the Months of Shame? I can't say any more. Otherwise, I'm just going to...
Months of Shame isn't 999 M41, is it?
Technically, I think it starts after the end of Armageddon.
It counts as that. That's not what I was expecting.
Because it comes when I mean Months of Shame, I mean leading into like the Siege of Fenris sort of thing.
Oh, so you mean the Siege of Fenris? Because I was like, Months of Shame was hundreds of years before.
Yes, I'm trying to not like give it, like I'm trying to be less specific so I'm not giving away the answer too much.
Oh, I know this. Yes. Now that you've stated it like that, I'm on board now. I'm on board.
I see here. Okay. Yes, you feel free to change your answer if that rejigged anyone's memory there. The next question is, who rallied the Imperial forces once again in the second siege of Perlia?
The what?
Of who? Never heard of this, bro.
Who rallied
Siege
the Imperial
of
forces? Dean.
Who the hell is Perlia?
Who rallied the Imperial forces once again in the second siege of Perlia?
Is it too much to ask what Perlia is?
It's a planet that a famous Warhammer character has fought more than once. So once again had to rally the forces.
Oh, wait, Ned, I'm locking in.
I don't know. I'm 100% sure at least one of you does quite know this. There's no way.
It took me a minute. I had to pull from the blob.
Are you saying the character or the faction?
The character. Specifically, who rallied
let me just
the
change
Imperial
the
forces?
I'm going to go for a wild card.
once again in the second siege of
Perlia.
They were attacked by Chaos. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being that Chaos was destroyed by a third party of the Necrons randomly.
Yep. Oh, yep. I remember.
Still don't remember, Dish.
Boromir would have destroyed them himself.
Wait, the what? The Necrons are involved now? Oh, you're messing me up, bro. You're messing me up.
It's not as important as the clue the second time.
Yeah.
You got it, Andy. You got it.
I'm just going to go wild. No, I'm not.
Do you need one last clue? Anybody?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to this one.
It's not a space marine.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
That is a massive clue.
Andy's fucked.
I know is space marines.
That's me. Andy knows the.
This is not a space marine quiz.
Oh, I've got an idea. Is it? Let me just think. Is it? Right. Let's try this. I don't know. Winging it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everyone ready for the next one? I have.
Here.
This is 2 points. In 999 M41. There is a malfunction on the Golden Throne. Which faction do the Mechanicus and Inquisition make a bargain with for help? That's the first part. And the second part of the question is, and what is that faction's true aim with this deal? What are they trying to get out of it? There's a malfunction on the Golden Throne. Which faction do the Mechanicus and Inquisition make a bargain with for help? And what is that faction's true aim from the deal?
That was really my answer. That look of disapproving.
Oh, man. I don't mind being generous with the second part of that answer, the other second point, because it's I'm going to take exceptions on the answer.
I know what this is regarding, which book series, and it's one of the ones I haven't read yet. So I'm like, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the real answer to this.
It's a Chris Wright book series.
And then the last one for the first section is, in the fracture of Beel Tarn, which two demon princes led the attack? I'm looking for answers here.
I know this one. It's
Are they not demon princes?
Wait, demon prince. Wait, what?
Not demon princes.
Well, I couldn't think of the. If I was any more specific with the titles, I'm gonna give it away. So I'm just calling them demon princes for now. But which demons? If that's better.
Mm-hmm. There's two one of them.
Yep.
There's like one picture from the fracturing of Beel Tarn, and they're both in it.
Unfortunately, I do not remember this picture.
I know the picture, but what's the bloody name of the?
I need my educated guess to be right. I will lose my Eldar card.
Yeah, there's a few Necron and Eldar questions throughout this. If you guys don't get them, it's gonna be really upsetting for you, I'm sure.
That's fine. I can always just kill myself on camera.
You just end it all. But that is the end of section one.
Wait, I'm not finished.
I'm sorry, Andy's still going.
What's it? Oh, bloody hell, what's it called? Oh, it's one of those. It's a title, but it's not a name. But it's called
this guy.
It's
too far from the Space Marine tree.
It's the Lanesh one. It's the oh shit! I can't remember.
He's cooking something though. He's cooking.
Is it that?
Well, I'll let you know at the end. I can't tell you this yet.
I got cold.
Okay. If everyone's given me their answers, we can go through. That is question as yeah, that is beginner section one. We start with the first. I'll go through the question, then people's answers. The first question was, in the Octarius War, we would see High Fleet Leviathan directed towards the Orc Empire of Octarius, hoping to create some kind of stalemate. Which Inquisitor is responsible for the plan? And I'm pretty sure that everybody at least gave the right answer here, which is, of course, Crypman, who don't think he's ended up surviving Octarius, did he? So
Crypman's alive today, isn't alive. He?
I thought he got like injured or something.
He might have got injured.
They recovered his body or something, and he's like in state. I don't remember. Something happened to him. I need to rewatch that Luton video. From years ago. Question number two was, who tricked the Dark Angels into assisting the Grey Knights and Inquisition into attacking the Space Wolves? Specifically, again, Months of Shame, but more towards the Siege of Fenris, because hopefully it's giving it away there. And I'm just seeing across it, I think everybody got it right except Colin, who put Cypher.
Damn it.
I
heard Dark Angels. That's just kind of the usual go-to.
Do you have a second guess, by the way? Listen, do you think you worked it out?
It's not going to be a...
The answer was the Changeling.
That would have been right. I mean, I was going Tzeentch, but...
Eli and Andy both get that one. Nailed it.
You said that the Months of Shame, and I was like, Months of Shame was the first war for Armageddon. We've had two wars of Armageddon since then. And I was like,
I was trying to remember
the Months of Shame.
I was trying to. I think I got my things crosswired there for a second.
Yeah.
I was like,
and then you said Siege of Fenris, and I was like, oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Mm. I think because I had two questions on it originally, and I ended up merging them. But the number three, dog.
Yep, she is here.
She should answer the next question. She should do the next round. The next question was, who rallied the Imperial forces once again in the second siege of Perlia? Eli and I think Andy both put Yarrick. Colin,
wrong commissar.
Yeah, Commissar Caiphus Kane is the answer.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I gave you three options and I asked for a third of a point.
I'm not putting a third of a point on the scoreboard if I fit properly.
I mean, I can't, if you put Yarrick or Kate or Lord, if it's like three attempts at the answer, I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Because I was thinking, who was their second? I was like, Salamander, is it two wars of Armageddon? And I was like, maybe it's Grimaldus. And then you're like, not a space marine. I'm like, ah, oh, shit. That's my wheelhouse gone.
I definitely prefer the between me and Colin. I prefer the prequel book, the first Perlia book, compared to the second one.
Behind the Orc Lines, yeah.
Yeah, because he just ends up crash landing in that book, which is quite. It's randomly. I think it's like the fourth or fifth book, so it like randomly goes back before the. Not important to the quiz. The next question was: there's a malfunction on the Golden Throne. Which faction do the Mechanicus and Inquisition make a bargain with for help? And the second part was: and what is the faction's true aim to get from the deal? Eli here has put. Give a brother a third. I just realized that. Eli said, Yanari, aim is to be useless poo and make bad books. Damn. That's
the answer. It's not an incorrect answer, but you know.
Damn. Andy put Drukhari, which is correct. And then he said, they want to jiggle Biggie's jimmies. Thanks, man.
Fushigi.
Yes, Colin got it right. It was the Dark Eldar or Drukhari, and they wanted to create a copy of the Golden Throne as a power source in Kamara.
Nice.
Kamara, sorry, not Kamara. Yeah.
It's Kamara, not Kamara.
It's like a star. And the last one was in the Fracture of Biltan, which demons led the attack? Interesting here. Colin put Scarbrand and the Mask. That's very good there. Eli also put that. And I think Andy also put that. So everybody managed to get that in the end.
Andy, I'd like to thank you for saying the word title because that jogged the memory.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
I vividly remember, and it's a panning shot, and on you've got Bieltan on the right, and then on the left you've got Scarbrand because of his face, and then this Lenish. Demon, I'm like, it's the something, and I kept saying it's the Mask. I'm like, it's not called the Mask, and I was like, no, it is called the Mask. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Very nice. At the end of section one, we have a tie for first place. Currently, Andy and Colin with 4, and Eli with 3. Yeah. So there's not much in it at the moment. Yeah, luckily everyone got pretty much most of those right. Thank God. So not one of those beginner sections where, like, I wrote one quiz and then no one got anything in the beginner section.
Me and Colin had 5 points.
Let me double check because it's a double point.
Double.
Yep, a double. Yeah. There it is.
Crazy.
There you
crazy.
Go.
Huge.
I missed the double.
Huge.
Sorry, everyone gets one more point. Everyone gets one more point. I have I'm writing it down as well. That's the funny part. yes. Before we get to section two,
called 2 points ahead of me, but he got one wrong that I got right. What is this? This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let me double check the answer there.
Because you beefed the 2 point question.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
It's over. It's over.
There we go.
And you put anyone point back. Lord Solar Caiaphas Yerrick.
There we go. Before we get any further, do you want to send any donos you need to get through?
Yeah.
Let me just press this. And thank so the first one for us. Ooh, not this. Oh, what am I doing? Nope. This. There we go. So the first one is Stream Late to Hal Gooning on Cyberstan.
I love Vox Engines so much.
We were getting our shit kicked in there.
I played again yesterday. It wasn't any better.
I've since learned there is an exhaust port on the back of the tanks. If you go underneath, shoot its tummy, and then it opens. Nope. So I've had a bit more success since then. But I was on the Law Crimes Discord a little bit drunk playing with the boys. I remember having fun. I do not remember anything I said. So I apologize. No. Or did.
Oh, bruh.
Poor Borgmus Rumblesnort. Thank you for the guys, my high-vis vest is falling apart and I'm ordering a custom one. What image and what text should I have on the back and breast? Probably pregnant Colin.
What about a Helldiver curb stomping a cyborg and says "fuck clankers"? I don't know. That could be fun. Or just have Boingob eating a steak.
Boingob on the back and
of a high vis sun reflective vest.
I got Boingob on the back.
Cat from Halo Reach on the front.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a good idea at all. Other than like a picture of someone's mum who you're friends
like,
with.
It's like fan art cat and she's lactating.
I'll do you better. Do what Colin said, but also have Big the cat from Sonic there. Just go. in the background with his fishing rod. That'd be amazing.
Donkey Man, I have this one, please. Donkey Man USA with the $2. Thank you. It's Friday and I'm already out of Everclear. Rip.
My man. Oh,
yeah. we better not forget that. We better not forget that.
1 week.
See my calendar. I better put in my calendar.
I already have a green.
I'll remind you. I'm gonna put a little green circle.
I need to remember to take my green beanie hat with me.
Put that in my calendar.
You gotta make like a Discord server and just invite everyone you've gotten to wear the hat to it.
Oh my god.
Z3I8U for $5.99 to support, to change, and the amazing creators. Oh, thank you.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
And another one. I meant channel, not change.
That
was a donation correction.
Almost too kind-hearted for us.
Kenneth was an inside job. Thank you for the $4.99. Currently assembling my first Soul Blight Gravelords unit. This is my first stream here. P.S. Space Wolf haters inject pure black tar copium. That's so real. You're my favorite viewer.
I was with you. Soul Blight love is huge. I'm no longer with you.
Wow. Space Wolf's for the win.
Oh, and one extra one here. Marathi's seat cushion has been a member for 26 months. Hot damn.
Night Lords and drinking vodka.
That is an evening. That is an evening.
Yes.
Damn, I wish I had no responsibilities. I could just paint all day.
There's the YouTuber.
I know. Yeah, I mean, at least the responsibility is outside of it, to be honest. I'm not even a parent. What am I doing? I have nothing to do. Oh, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If everyone is ready, then we can go straight into section two.
Yes, sir.
Which is slightly more intermediate / they get harder.
Where's like DJ me. Beast? We haven't seen DJ Beast in a while.
DJB. Yeah, where is he, bro?
He's around.
Where is he, man?
He's dead.
Section two, intermediate, will begin with the first question is, the Fireheart is a device taken from the Dark Eldar and used by the craft worlds Beeltan and Iandan. What was it used for? What's its purpose? The Fireheart.
Fireheart. Where are you getting this from, Hal?
So I didn't want to have only space marine questions.
I've read all the Eldar stuff and I'm like, where is this from? Ugh.
I mean, the other two, I think they probably know it. So, never mind.
I'm not gonna lie. I haven't read that one, whatever it is. I haven't read a lot of the Eldar books because they're bad.
Could you repeat the question, please?
The Fireheart is a device taken from the Dark Eldar and used by the craft worlds Beeltan and Iandan. What was it used for? / what's its purpose?
Something cool, probably.
You're confusing me because it reminds me of one of the things in the Inari books, which has a similar sounding name, and it's like, the Altan doesn't have that shiz. I'm going to say the Fireheart.
I could say it's, if you want a slight clue, it is a weapon of some kind. At least, well, I think one of you's definitely, one of you's got it. The Eldar man certainly may have some some knowledge.
Silence people who don't hold the Imperium in contempt, and Elf Glazer is speaking.
Also, I don't know if it is a novel originally. Yeah. I think it might be from something else.
It's a really weak answer, but I'll give it a bash. There you go.
You're bashing it out, chat. Yeah. Now we unfortunately do return to some Imperium stuff, guys. Question number two. When the Terran Crusade arrived upon Luna with the assistance of the Eldari, Gilliman and Magnus the Red battle. Which group joins Gilliman in his duel against Magnus? Specifically, just joins in the duel.
Which who?
Which group? So, like, faction. Because there's a lot of people in this current thing. I'm looking for who joins in the, not the battle, but who joins in the duel specifically. They help Gilliman.
Thing to say.
I don't think they're represented in any of the art, but it would make sense. So I've put them.
Also, Andy, if you put question mark after each of the answers, it doesn't mean I'm more favorable on it.
No. It's more of that, you know, that I am infallible. I'm not infallible. It's more of me going when I say the questions answers. So it's more like, pity me, please. I don't know. Please help.
Well, speaking of pity, the next question.
It's Lorgar.
What happens to the White Scars chapter master following the siege of Chogoris? What happened to the White Scars chapter master following the siege of Chogoris?
Yes, I'm officially out of the running.
Oh, it's like the dog with the dog toy. That's so cute.
The dog does, in fact, have a squeaky toy right now.
Yes.
Notice
protesting.
Me.
Notice no, just me, senpai. Oh, yuck. Okay, now it's going to get...
My dog, you sick fuck.
I know. Okay. I see here. And the next question is two parts. So I'm looking for 2 points here. It's a bit harder now. Inquisitor Rasputin was killed by a mysterious hooded figure whilst investigating a Space Marine chapter. Who killed him and why? So I'm looking for who and then why he was killed.
What book is this from?
Wait, the
Space Marine one?
Who? Wait, I'm sorry.
Read out again. Inquisitor Rasputin was killed by a mysterious hooded figure whilst investigating a Space Marine chapter. Who killed him and why?
Damn, it's looking rough for Colin again.
Yeah, me too.
Ra ra Rasputin, he is dead.
Some people could be more specific with their answers and they might get more points. I'll just let people know now. They're not too far
off. That's not how quizzes work.
As in, like, I'll be honest, some people have written something which I'm like, damn. Everyone's got that there. And let's see, checking everybody's got there.
We're gonna.
Do you need a bit more time?
No, I'm nothing better is cooking.
Also, I've been looking at my notes. I think Colin technically has 6 points.
Ooh. Has he got more?
I think he has one more point than me.
How many points were available in round one? He has that
up
minus
to
one.
7. Yes, yeah. He'll be on. There we are.
6. Yeah, there you go, Colin.
Doing it at the end is a bit harder.
I was just looking at my notes. I'm like, there's an extra tick there. Whoops.
All good. The next question is, so the last two questions here, which is, attacked by the Thousand Suns within the Webway, what did Yevrain do that caused Azek Ahriman to flee? When he captured them. Some people are locking in here. Yes. Answers.
Yeah.
This is the most Space Marine heavy section, by the way. So it doesn't get harder from... It gets harder from this part. Yeah. There we go. Eli, oh God. Okay, last question of this section is, during the devastation of Baal, many successor chapters of the Blood Angels answered the call. Entire chapters, some sent companies, some outright refused. But who was the only chapter who refused because they simply could not do it, like, could not spare any Astartes?
Rick. I know this because Andy said it in his thing, or Hal said it, one of them said it.
I'm hoping I'm remembering the right one, but if it's not them, then I have absolutely
I don't know the
nothing.
Answer. I'm not gonna lie. All the Blood Angel successors have, like, the exact same name. I'll just say the same one that I said earlier.
Andy's trying to, Andy's through the screen trying to give some hint there. He's like,
blood. The blood of bloody blood.
Be positive. Blooders.
Be positive. Wow.
I really don't know the answer.
Just remember, Elo, there was only two chapters that never made it who were descended from the Blood Angels. One didn't have the men spared. The other was just like, you're cringe. And everyone's like, yeah, a really cool color scheme. But they're also like, you're cringe, Dad. You're cringe. Like, well, screw you guys. Why did you get a skin in a color scheme in Space Marine 2? You guys suck.
I did not see Andy's hint if he gave one. So I'll cry.
That's all right.
Don't overthink it, I'd say. Don't overthink it.
I already sent one in.
Oh,
it's probably wrong. Not going to lie.
Beginning up with the roundup of this section, we go back to the first question, which was, the Fireheart is a device taken from the Dark Eldar and used by Craftworlds, Bealtown and Eandon. But what was it used for? Eli put, me hasn't read Dark Angel's book. I don't know, Mang. They use it to fight chaos, probably. That is their one. Andy put Planet Changer, which is like you're
they
close.
They can change it at whims. Like they could be like, oh, it's now a volcano planet, or oh, it's nice and grassy, or it's oh, it's an ocean. Like
it's close in a sense. It is not quite. Colin got it, which was it is used to incinerate a planet to prevent the Tyranids from consuming it. Although, to be fair, it is right that it is a terraforming device, I think Colin points out there. That wasn't the answer I had originally, but I might give Andy a point if everyone's okay with it, because it is technically correct, I assume.
So I mean, didn't say it was a laser beam, or it was I was like, it's something to do with a planet. I think like molten core of a planet.
Yeah, like in the context, they just blow up planets a lot to like deny Tyranid biomass. Oh. But
okay. Let's defer to Colin. What do you think?
I'd say it's worth something.
I think Andy gets a point for that one because
thank you.
Yeah, like he was technically right. They give Andy there, and then Colin also got a point there. The next one. Was when the Terran Crusade arrived on Luna with the assistance of the Eldari, Gilliman and Magnus engage in a duel. Which group joins Gilliman specifically in the duel? Back to Eli again. He says Le Eldar, French. Orthway probably. I didn't want to read any of those newfangled books. I think it's Gathering Storm, is it?
Yeah,
like, it's new to me. Codex. It's new to me. It's progressing lore.
It's 9th edition. 8th edition. 9th edition?
Yeah.
9th edition?
Yeah. Both Andy and Colin do get this one right because it is the Sisters of Silence. Uh-oh. A group of them drop down next to Gilliman and they assist him because obviously... Mr. Magic Man Magnus.
The thing is, they're not in like the big artwork where it's him and he's like there's Belisarius Call, there's Greyfax, there's all the and the Terran Crusade brought Grey Knights, but I was like, it's Luna. That's the headquarters of the Sisters. He's Psyker Dad. Surely the Sisters are like, get off my lawn. So I guessed.
Shout out to Border Prince if he was listening, because he made a Gathering Storm video and I listened to it originally there like ages ago. And I was like, I remember he laughed at one point because he said Gilliman lets out a roar, and it's like, isn't he in space? Like isn't he in the vacuum of space?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it, guys. Yeah, don't worry about it. The next one was a bit of a layup for some people here. What happened to the Weisgar's chapter master following the siege of Chogoris? I'll go starting at the top again. Eli put wrecked Rip Bozo Huron forever. R.I.P.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Colin said dead. And Andy gets put in a back to tank. This is an attempt at humor. He is no longer able to be a frontline space marine. This is true because my poor man was tortured.
Yeah.
By them. Yeah, that is a bad way to go.
And he's like the only chapter master of a space marine chapter, especially the original nine, who's like, I can't fight no more, but I'm really good at strategy. So he has like a big tank he lives in, and he just does like ordering stuff around. That's why Corsaro Khan, the guy people know about, is like he's the war leader because he's still able to fight at the front lines. Even though he's third captain, he's in charge of the chapter, but Corsaro is there like, I'm doing all the strategy. I'm old, but I still got some wits about me. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, you know, Sonic when he drowns. It's like, blah. And that's Corsaro.
Do you reckon they change the water?
Like, must do.
Probably.
Yeah.
it's worse than being a dreadnought as well. They hate being dreadnoughts. But like, imagine being, you can't even rip someone in half with your hands. That sucks. That's bad.
That blows.
The next one was Inquisitor Rasputin. Crazy name choice there. Was killed by a mysterious hooded figure whilst investigating a Space Marine chapter. Who killed him and why? That was we were looking for who did it. So it's two parts here. Eli put, sounds like one of them Blood Angel successors trying to hide their dark, spooky secret. Angels in Carmine. I think you really have it out for them, apparently.
It's the only one I can think of, bro. I don't know.
Colin put Cypher, and his second part was because he was coming close to leading the Dark Angels to a fallen group. And he did also put Cypher, and then he put, he want to protect the Dark Angels? ? Obviously, what we can assume is it, yes, correctly was Cypher. This guy had just was investigating the Dark Angels, like, oh my god, the Fallen exists. Bam, Cypher appears. So he leads the Dark Angels. I think he has a device to protect him, like shielding. And then he takes like a few rogue shots from the Dark Angels that just pops his shield and then ends up dying. So obviously, Cypher led them to basically protect the secret of the Fallen Angels. I give Colin 1 point because he did put Cypher, but actually, what was your answer, Colin?
I kind of did the opposite of what he was doing.
Yeah, he wasn't quite leading them to Fallen Angel, because I mean, Cypher is the Fallen Angel, I guess. And Andy is
close.
Oh yeah, Andy is getting 2 points here because it was Cypher, and he was protecting the Dark Angels because he does things for mysterious reasons, apparently.
Until the Risen plotline catches up with him, and then it'll be like, I'm a good goodie now. I'm just a goodie. Maybe.
I don't know what they're going to do with that. They're
unless they're like,
guy.
Oh no, he is Alpharius. And you go, oh, oh no.
I, if they do that, I will riot.
I do like the idea that he's Corswain, and the reason he only uses pistols is because he doesn't feel he deserves to wield a sword anymore, so like he has to rely on. So that would be cool, but we'll see.
I like the theory of like it's two Cyphers. There's two, like, is Zahariel and Corswain, and that's why it's such a big contradiction. There's two Cyphers.
They kissed.
Yeah,
they kissed,
and then they make out aggressively.
But then they have a sword each. They have two swords.
Technically.
Lion swords.
Yeah. Moving on swiftly. Attacked by the Thousand Suns. Attacked by a Thousand Suns within the Webway. What did Yvrain do that caused Harry to flee?
This is a meme moment. It's good.
Eli just says, "I don't want to touch that lore with a 40,000 foot pole, bro."
Eli just being a hater. Just like, nah.
He hates M99. Colin put, she resurrected a pair of Rubric Marines as normal Marines and then threw them into the warp. Andy also said she brought back his mate from the Curse of the Rubric, yeah. Then said GTFO had hurled them into the abyss. So both
outside the Webway Tunnel.
Yes. So both Colin and Andy will get a point there.
Yeah.
And then the last one was during this devastation of Baal. Main successor chapters of the Blood Angels answered the call. Some refused. Entire chapters were sent. But who was the only one who outright refused because they simply could not basically spare anybody? Eli, you put... I mean, I just realized before all this. Showed him all the G-Man and Yvrain art. Thanks, Eli. Appreciate that.
Nice.
Eli did put Angels in Carmine again. I think he might have it out for them.
It's just the first one, the first Blood Angel successor that comes to mind. I don't know why.
Andy and Colin got it correct because it was the Lamenters. They couldn't spare
much more obvious answer.
Yeah, they couldn't spare anybody. Because, because they basically were.
Have you seen? Sergeant sucks for me.
They're basically dying all the time. So that is the end of section two. I might have to double check me. I think. Double check.
I think I have 13. Eli has 4, and Colin has 12.
That's crazy. They get 0 points this round. They get 0 points this round.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, Eli.
Didn't I get wrecked ripped bozo? Does that not count as a point?
Do you guys want to give wrecked ripped bozo for
give him a point?
I mean, technically
it's
a meme answer, but it is correct.
Give him a point. Go on.
I guess it is correct, yeah.
Sure.
I don't read enough important lore, bro. I just read random Imperial Guard books and Necrons and Tau. In my freaking my goon cave in my corner. I don't read anything important.
If that's, I can go to section three if there's any donors. Can't see if there is any.
Let me just put
lore crimes exist because of you.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
You can help forest
fires. If you are playing along, let us know how you're doing so far, by the way.
I'm interested
to know if everybody's.
Colin, would you like to read this one, please?
Trippy Imp, thank you for the $20. Space Wolves and beer. As much as I dislike them, I would be a space wolf because beer.
Some people are having an elite evening, by the way. Absolute elite evening.
Eli and Hal will wear green hat February 27th. Thank you for the two. Problem with green hat Discord is Yahtzee blocked me.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh, man, that's tough.
All we do is when we get them to put the things on next week, I'll see if I can download the old Zero Punk. Just like, no. Just put that on to be a meme.
Damn, how much did he do it? Artz3i8u. Autocorrect messed up my first donation. It's okay, man. I messed up saying your name, so it's all good.
Donkey Man's been a member for 20 months. Thank you very much, Donkey Man. The rat in the Golden Throne is progressing. That's epic. Donkey Man's got cool rats in the Discord. Join the Discord to see his ad mech rats.
Speaking of rats in Warhammer, fun tidbit of lore. I've been working on my video this week about Astor Sabathiel. She's the lady who gets shot by a Grey Knight and is Inquisitor. She allies with a tech priest, and he has a familiar that's like, imagine a servo skull, but if it was a rat, and he uses it to like infiltrate bases and scuttle around. It's all like cybernetic eyes. I'm like, it's called Nimbic. I'm like, Nimbic, that's fun.
I just realized, Donkey Man, you put the Golden Throne as a rhino. Damn, bro. That's looking crazy in the Discord. People have to go check that out. Hell yeah.
And last one for now. Oh, it's Trash Fox. Hello.
Trash Fox
Nurgle's woke mind virus for 10. Been a while. It's been a while since Miss Joel, 1210 collabs lately, by the way. Great seeing you all everywhere. Lady Theodora, pass. Astropath Cassia, smash. The Custodes Lady from Tives, pass. Barrel of a Tyranid Biovore, smash.
Crazy. Damn. Thank you.
Why'd they make that gun look like that, though?
They knew what they were doing.
You've seen the Flash Gets animation, though, where it's just like Titus going, it's like, brava. It's just like leaky orifices.
Leaky orifices.
It's bad.
Okay. This last section, there's only one point between Colin and Andy at the moment. And this last section is out of eight.
I'm hitting 100% on this one and they're getting zero, right?
Yeah, I'm saying like, you'd have to.
Believe.
There is a. I have an extra question in case there's sudden death as well. But we're going to begin with the expert section. Although depending on what you already know, it may not be that expert to you guys. During the Karnak campaign, Anrakir the Traveler will battle Eldari Exodites on the world of Karnak. He is aided by various tomb worlds. Surprisingly, Trazin the Infinite shows up. What is the price for Trazin's aid? What does he ask him for?
And this was Anrakir was leading this?
Anrakir the Traveler.
And it was Trazin.
Is it Trazin or Trazin? In the audiobooks, they sound different.
I say Trazin.
Yeah.
I like Trazin. Hello. It's me, Trazin. Remember.
Yes.
I'm hoping I'm thinking of the right guy, because I know Trazin did this, but...
They are battling... Sorry, I'm reading it out one last time, which is, during the Karnak campaign, Anrake the Traveler battles Eldari Exodites on the world of Karnak. He's aided by various tomb worlds, surprisingly, Trazin the Infinite. What is the price for Trazin's aid? What does he ask him?
The short stories where the Eldar are actually cool, even though they still lose.
But hello, Anrakir.
I'm so disappointed, Andy, with your answer, by the way.
Anrakir, for my aid in fighting these filthy Xenos Eldar, I require a Shadowless Charizard grade 10 Pokemon card, and that'll go lovely in my vault of things.
Why is it there is someone out there who's editing like Pokemon with tits, by the way? That person needs to be stopped. It's in fact.
Ali, have you been going down the Lopunny?
What an odd thing to bring up.
I'm just thinking, because you talked about Pokemon earlier. Like, there's someone out there who's ruining Pokemon at the moment.
Crazy. Leave Rosalita alone. Enough.
Charizard enough. Yeah, leave it. Okay, the next question. The next question is, the Chaos Horde, known as the Bloodborne, or the Blood Horde? Bloodborne.
Bloodborne PC port?
attacks Ultramar. Who led this host? So I'm looking for the two.
Sorry,
people...
I wasn't listening.
Oh, sorry. The Chaos Horde, known as the Bloodhorn, or Bloodborne or Bloodhorn? I can't remember.
Yeah, Bloodborne. Yeah.
Attacked Ultramar. Who led this host, and how did it form? I'm looking for the two leaders. There's 2 points in this question. I'm looking for the two leaders of this, and how did it form / come about?
I know the character. I just need to check his name. I know him. I know him. That's the one.
He knows. Damn.
It's going to be a long one for you, Hal.
Got a long one, but unlike Andy.
Okay. I will say I can only give a point if you have both the names of the leaders of the host.
Man.
I know. Otherwise, it'd be like a 3-point question. It's expert section, expert.
Not to worry, I believe I've provided the second name quite efficiently.
appreciate it, dog.
No problem.
Andy, I think you might have
I'm not finished.
Andy, Eli suffering. There's Space Marine questions.
For real. Too much gas darn Imperium.
Guy sees a Space Marine and literally is about to throw up. So okay, we got to get him through this.
I'm just there like, you know that meme of the guy in the yellow suit who's next to the tree to say, anytime, that kind of question. That's me.
I was still typing. Okay, bro, it's fine. You got
No. That's me done. I'm just readying for the next.
Okay, cool.
Just 14-.
Okay. Next one is, during the Terran Crusade, who personally captured Gilliman, and where were the Imperials held prisoner? So this is 2 points on this one.
How specific do we need to be about where he's held?
The name of the thing they're in, not like the specific name of it. I'm looking for the type. God, I'm really trying to not slip up there and say what it is.
I believe I locked it.
It's pretty close at this point. Bless you.
Isn't it?
Pardon me.
My boy is full. He's sick, and he's hearing Space Marine lore. This is his worst. This is his worst evening imaginable. We should all watch the curling after this as well. That's make it even worse. Memes are going around.
I got one part of this question right, at least. I think the other one's wrong.
Yes. Oh, wait. When I say who captured him, I'm looking for there's one specific individual I'm looking for, not the faction. I'm looking for the individual who...
Oh, okay.
The actual thing that captured him, not the faction, because that's where... That's like technically later. If you remember, because
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I know he's not present, kind of. So I don't know if this is correct. But I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about. You cheeky scamp.
Well, someone's got it, though. The next question is, Huron Blackheart and his forces attack the fortress monastery of the Marines Errant. They steal basically all their gene seed, but I want to know which specific traitor group did they align with? Because it wasn't just the Red Corsairs. Oh. I might even give a bonus point if you can name the even the specific group within that faction as well.
No, not happening.
I got the faction
It's ringing a bell, but I can't think of it.
Try not to make it too easy.
Faction, you say, not Space Marine Warband.
Trying not to give anything away, but like I'm looking for which traitor, like I guess group, like if it's specific
group. Okay. Oh, okay.
If it's like specific warband, it can get into like too much there. But if you know the name of the specific group, I could get away at this point.
I don't know.
Okay. Only the last two here, last two questions, which is with the birth of the Great Rift, Terra experiences an event called the Blackness, and they're attacked by the forces of Khorne, which they will dub lovingly the Second Siege of Terra. How many bloodthirsters and how many Khorne legions attack Terra?
Oh my gosh, what the heck?
And you will kick yourself for the answer. Someone could guess.
Was that the last question, Hal?
One more question after this one.
Educated guess for me.
I just like how Father of Conks is on the chat. He's like, Red is being vile. Is he? What's he doing? Is he in the chat? Oh, there he is. Hello, Red. Oh my
Red. Word. Red, you gosh darn guy. We love you.
He probably knows Red, the last question.
Madman. We love you though. We love you, powder keg.
Thank you.
Have you powder on keg, Red.
Actually, I'm going to, because I realized that with the question I just did here, I might split that into a 2-point question. Because
you can't do that. That's illegal.
Well, you can have it as 1 point, but I don't know if people, I might give it for the first part. I don't know. No, I'll leave it as it is. People get the whole thing. Okay, last question. During the second battle of Damnos, Cato Sicarius and the Ultramarines return to destroy the Necrons, of course. In their initial attack, they attempt to destroy the Necron's power supply, only to find it's powered by a Catan shard. Of which Catan was this shard a part of? I need the name of the Catan.
Well, you need his name or his title.
Yeah, both. It's fine. I can take the name.
Okay.
And I can't say anymore. I'll give it away. Maybe not, but we'll see. We'll see.
Adding that.
Thanks, Eli. I spread it out between the factions, I think, quite a lot. Between, yeah. Chaos, Imperials. Uh-huh.
No Tau questions, by the way.
Can I get one more? Can I get
no Tau questions. Not a single Tau question.
The question one more time, my lord.
Yes, of course. The question was, during the second battle of Damnos, Cato Sicarius and the Ultramarines return to destroy the Necrons. In their initial attack, they attempt to destroy the Necrons' power supply, only to find it powered by a Catan shard. Which Catan was this shard a part of?
No Tyranid questions either.
Yeah.
This guy.
Well, Devastation of Baal was it's really annoying because Armageddon, Third War, is 998. Which is super annoying. And then you get like Yarrick chasing him and stuff like that. Shit like that. Yeah. It's a good mix between Xenos. I gave you more Xenos than I had to. It's all Imperium if you look it up. It was all Imperium.
All the Xenos were related to the Imperium, but one question. Oh my gosh.
There's no
vacuum Xenos question.
I gave you Anrakir. I gave you Well, a lot. I can't tell.
That's all you gave me. That's all you gave me.
I don't have. I can't give out special treatment to anybody in the quiz. Bro complains like a quiz wasn't written for him. Bruh.
This was a space marine quiz in disguise.
No, it wasn't. Calm down.
Oh, God. Yeah. Gosh. And Eldar questions too. Okay. Let's go for the answers. Oh, some people have.
I actually did okay on this last part, I think. I am starving. You're right, Chad. I am
starving. Don't encourage him.
Okay. Starting with the first one in this section, which was during the Karnak campaign. Anrakir, the Traveler, battles Eldari Exodites in the world of Karnak. He's aided by various tomb worlds. Surprisingly, Trazin the Infinite shows up. But what is the price for Trazin's aid?
I was going to mark myself with a cross.
Yeah. For a second. Andy, you put a sloppy toppy.
Trazin do got a mouth. He's one of the few Necrons with a mouth he can move.
Thanks, Colin. You did put.
He got the Gluckinator. I'll stop now.
I was just like, God, this is on the internet.
Jay Thornton says he caught his pants on fire.
Wow.
Colin put the staff Trazin stole from him. And Eli, I believe, has the. Oh, come on, Discord load. He says they were looking for the world heart and he got a big skull.
World spear, maybe, is what it's.
Yes. It's like, I will accept the answer because the answer is the world spirit slash the heart of the world. So Eli, Eli gets one there.
Nice one. Nice, Eli.
Is that how we,
nice.
How do we get is this army?
That is how we got it. This is the one freaking thing I get to know on this stupid quiz.
I don't even remember that.
One Necron question.
I think I breezed over that in Infinite Divine and just kind of had an army and was
it's
like,
because it's fucking... in the
Karnak. He's like, this is all I have, dude.
It's in the Karnak.
By the way, can I just point out, by the way, there's usually only like three questions per section. So like the amount, this was even more added in. And it's like,
well, I want to keep complaining.
Forgot he had that army from a guy. I was just like, it's fucking treason. He's got an army in his ass.
The Chaos Horde, known as the Bloodborne, attacks Ultramar. Who led this host and how did it form? I think this was the two-parter? I think it might have been a two-parter one here. The answers given... I thought we were done with Space Marine question. Thanks, Eli. But then just bruh. I think that's just...
I didn't have an answer.
He just had bruh. Colin, you put... Honsu and a guy who isn't Honsu. I don't know, man. They all played Dark Souls and were so angry at the Bed of Chaos. They took it out on Ultramar.
I think that's at least one point.
That's a point for sure. He said Honsu.
Andy got it with Honsu and that's what got your point of that. Honsu and Mkar. Okay. The thrice born Honsu frees Mkar and. Yep, and then the answer, Andy. Honsu frees Mkar from Ultramarine's space station, sealed within their warp core, the prophecies made by the Seer. Morinth speaks of how Mkar will get revenge against Marnius Khalgar, who sealed him with the core.
Yeah, right.
I will accept that as a second part of the answer, although, I was looking for Honsu won the Bloodhorn army as a prize from Huron, yes. Though I
but
do
he
know
got
that
the texts from Medrengard. He didn't get them from Huron.
Yeah, I think that was my poor phrasing of the question. I said, "How did it form?" rather than "How did they get the army?" So I'll take your.
Well, he got the text from Medrengard before he buggered off, and then he went to get the fleet, and then he went to get more, and then he went to get.
Bro does know it, so it's fine. I think I should have phrased it more specifically. God, he's gobbling up those answers. My God. Okay. Next one was during the Terran Crusade, who personally captured Gilliman and where were the Imperials taken prisoner?
I got this half right, I think. I don't know.
Eli does get the second half of this one because he says... you didn't say who specifically, but you said probably trapped in a Blackstone fortress, captured by Abaddon or Illuminor Zeras. I vaguely remember this cinematic. I don't think it was in a cinematic, was it?
Are you thinking
Gothic?
Of
Battlefleet Gothic Chaos campaign where Thanos captures Gilliman and puts him in the hold. He's like, I will escape. Yeah. He's like, get back down there, Primarch. Your days are over, old man.
I thought there was a psychic awakening little cinematic. It's like blue, very blue and white. They're in the Blackstone Fortress and they're breaking somebody out. I don't know if it was actually Gilliman or not.
Cypher's involved with the breakout.
I don't know.
Andy put Huron Blackheart captures Gilliman and they also imprison him in their Black Fortress. So you got a point for Black Fortress.
Yeah, I didn't get the right character.
Yes, Colin got it right though. Kairos Fateweaver captures
him. Oh, of course.
He binds him in crystal chains and threatens to execute the Primarch.
I remember.
And they all just surrender.
Yeah. I remember.
2 points there. So I put that.
It's Blackstone Fortress was right there.
Yeah, Blackstone Fortress was one.
Yeah, because Abaddon's like, hey, Huron, you want one of these?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they break out Gilliman in just a little like cartoon cinematic thing. It's nothing crazy. It was just like the trailer for Psychic Awakening or whatever it was.
Well, I don't think I've even seen that.
It's like a slideshow, basically. It's not really an animation.
Yeah. God, they really do like spending their money, don't they? So the next one was Huron Blackheart and his forces attack the fortress monastery of the Marines Errant. They steal all their gene seed. Which specific traitor group did they align with? Colin put Black Legion. Eli put it correct. He put Night Lords. And I believe Andy put Black Legion question mark. So Eli is the one.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Ah, shit, I actually am kind of vaguely remembering this now.
I haven't actually got to that part in the Night Lord omnibus yet. Shit. I just know what happens.
Oh, it's of in course, the second it's in book. The Night Lord's omnibus.
Oh, so that's what Red would 100% know this.
Oh, I put First Claw in there.
Oh, did he say that?
I said, I haven't got this far, but it's probably First Claw.
How did I miss that? That's good work.
Yeah,
it's a bonus. I did say a bonus point for if you put First Claw. So a bonus point for Eli there, Andy.
Nice.
Yep. Two. Nice. Very nice. The next one was with the birth of the Great Rift, Terra experiences the event called the Blackness, and then they're attacked by the forces of Khorne in the second Siege of Terra. How many Bloodthirsters and how many Khorne legions attack Terra? Now,
people are
annoyingly close on this one. Andy just put the decimal eight. Point. Andy just put eight. So he means eight.
It's the eightfold path.
Colin also just put eight.
Eight Bloodthirsters and eight. Path,
eight demons, number of Khorne.
And eight demonic eight. Cohorts.
Eight.
Eli put eight Bloodthirsters, which is nuts. And 888 legions. You're all going to be so pissed off because it's eight Bloodthirsters and 88 demonic cohorts.
That was pretty gosh darn close.
But that's eight.
It seems underwhelming for sieging Terra itself. Just eight Bloodthirsters.
We all got a point. That's eight.
There's eight Bloodthirsters and 88 demonic cohorts.
All right, so we all get a point.
Mm-hmm. I had all the
answers. None of you are like, bro, just put either eight or 88 and 888. No one gets a point on that one.
We said eight.
One decimal point, bro.
That's just one decimal point each. Eight Bloodthirsters and 88. So we don't get the 88 point, but we get the eight Bloodthirsters because we said eight.
I had an 88 in that answer.
What? Everyone gets a point.
How?
We knew what the theme was. We knew what the gimmick of Khorne was, and we said eight. Come on, give us a point.
Yeah, but it's eight Bloodthirsters and 88 Khorne legions.
But me and Colin put eight Bloodthirsters, so that's a point.
So and that's like Eli 16 Bloodthirsters. You put 888 and then
888. Wait. So I put eight and Colin put eight, right? That's all we put.
Are you combining answers?
No. How? Me and Colin both put eight as our answers, correct?
So technically they said eight.
Eight what? Eight what?
Eight.
Eight of both. Eight of both, presumably.
Eight.
That's a half point each. That's a point
each. I can give you guys a half point.
If we say it's a two-pointer, just because it'll be easier to edit, if we say a point each, then we get a point for eight Bloodthirsters.
I wanted to divide into 2 points, by the way.
I think we should get 8 points.
well, Eli, what did you put? You put 88.
I put too many. 888 Bloodthirsters and 800.
And then 888.
No, but you should get a point for 88 legions.
Bloodthirsters.
He put 88 legions. You got 88 legions. We got eight Bloodthirsters. We should get a point.
This is the most like all right. Pretend we put
Let's
the right
just have no points
the
then. Okay. Okay, I understand how. Let's get no points. No one gets a point. Fair. Fair.
It was a two, like, it's an expert section, two part. Like, they both need both part.
All right, we get no points. Don't worry about it.
This question does not please the working Cackinter.
If we do this, people are going to pull a bit like, look at these law crimes guys thinking they know Warhammer lore, and they put the wrong, like, they're gonna crucify us. The last one was, during the second battle of Damnos, Cato Sicarius and the Ultramarines returned to destroy the Necrons, and in their initial attack, they attempted to destroy the Necrons' power supply, only to find it powered by a Catan shard. I wanted to know which Catan this shard was a part of. I think everybody... Well, Eli put literally one of two Necron books I haven't read, probably the Nightbringer, though. There's a Necron questions in the quiz, the second one, by the way. 1.5 Necron questions, where do you get off, pal? Andy put the Deceiver, Vortrex Grenade, go wee, and then Colin put Nightbringer.
I always get them confused.
It doesn't matter, because no one got it right.
Oh, okay.
Bullshit! It's not the Nightbringer?
It's the Avatar. I kind of
don't know how to pronounce this one. It's called Yagrania.
Yeah, Cato Sicarius touches kids.
Wow.
I thought Eli might have had that one.
I actually knew that.
Bro's tormented by, I think one of the few questions he got wrong was the Necron question. Damn. Painful.
Even though it's a freaking Ultramarines book, it's an Ultramarines question. It's not a Necrons book. There just happens to be Necron, and you get wrecked at one
point. It's not a new book. You love Xenos lore. It's an old book.
You have to take the scraps. You love your Xenos lore. You got to take it wherever it is.
There's plenty of Necron books. There's tons of them.
In 999 M41. In 999 M41.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Annoyingly, everything else is in 998 or 997.
Surely Imhotep seized on Helbrechten in 999.
Imhotek is actually Orokin was also appearing, but he's basically in the same thing with Anrakir the Traveler, so I couldn't fold it into the same question. Very annoying. Andy, I've officially lost track now. Please tell me.
As far as I can tell, so this round I got 3 points round 2 and 3. Eli got 3 points round 1 and 4. Colin got 3 points round 2 and 3. So I think the scores are Eli has 8, Colin has 15, and I have 16.
Shit.
I think it looks right in my notes.
Big shit.
I think it's about right.
If it's any consolation, I wanted you to win, but I also have pride. So I was like...
I tried to spread that. The amount of them that, by the way, looking up 9 on M41, the amount of them are just like, person arrives at planet, there was problem. Like the amount of things in the lore that was just that, and like, nothing else.
No one knows about the Battle of Jagoras, though. It's basically the entire White Scars Codex they had. Was it 9th edition, 8th edition? It's just in that one thing, 8th, yeah, and that's all there is. You know, feels bad, man. Feels bad.
Nobody gets the lore that they want. That's no, the problem.
Apart from Ultramarines fans, they get loads. Oh.
By the way. In the beginning section,
what is this?
The book that has the Drukhari, the Dark Golden Throne.
Colin said,
"Great book."
Send me that. I can't. Send me that link. I need to know what you put into this. What have you done, sir? What have you done?
What has he done?
Giggling away. He sent a link, and I can't copy it. What is this? Oh, it's Dagoth Wave. Oh.
What is happening?
Nice Dagoth Wave. Everyone check out Dagoth Wave.
Mm-hmm. If anyone's interested, the sudden death question was what's the name of the Blackstone fortress that destroyed Cadia?
Will of Eternity?
Yeah. So Colin, you're on mute, by the way.
Its name is Blackstone Fortress.
Yeah, that's right.
Andy would have had the Shadow of Intent.
Good Halo.
The three booms for Cadia, please.
I know what, Colin. Colin, I did a video a while back and my wires got crossed, and I said a character's vessel was called the Shadow of Intent in one of my lore videos. I'm such an idiot, but also I was like,
wait a minute,
Colin would be proud.
I am proud. Hell yeah.
So yeah, that's us.
Congratulations, Andy, though. Hell yeah, man. You.
I would like to thank Hal for not being a participant in this quiz mm-hmm. so that I could win.
I don't think I would have. I don't know if I would have. I don't know if I would have been actually that good at this.
Well, one, if it's any consolation, when it's my turn, I will do an Eldar quiz.
Yeah. I think after this, though, I don't think we can keep giving. I don't think Andy could be part of the sad podium club. you're creeping too high up there in the numbers now. There,
they're turning on you, Andy.
Bear in mind, Colin, I've got one gold dot. He's got two. That means he's had 13 wins.
I'm on seven. All I'm seeing right now is one of the crabs getting close to escaping the bucket.
You're like, come here, sir.
No, you don't. Like,
bruh.
It's over. It's all Jova now.
I would have been so mad at you, Colin, if you didn't get the second Siege of Perlia one, by the way.
That took me a minute, but like I said, Gotrek and Felix and Caiaphas Kane, I read them all damn near back to back. So it's just a blob. it's in there. I had to peruse through the file.
The Mind Palace.
Yeah.
The Mind Palace.
Through the mental Rolodex.
The SpongeBob brain filing cabinet. I had to, break through it a little bit.
Kids these days won't even know what a Rolodex is. Why would they ever see one?
Fine dining and breathing.
It's like, did you ever send a fax, Andy, before?
No, but I knew about them. No, I did. I did send a fax once. It was cringe.
I've actually
never sent a fax.
My wife does it work.
Although, fun fact, this week is I had to get a purchase. I've spent so many notes on Warhammer books. I now have a binder so that I can go back to my notes.
The Warhammer files.
Warhammer files are here. So,
Lord.
That's where we're at right now. But yes, before we bid adieu, should we go through some more donations?
Yes.
Let me just click this. So the first one, and this is chucking his person on the table. We've got Powder Keg Red.
Jesus.
We love you, buddy. This one's for you, Colin.
Colin, you look more homeless than usual. Thank you. Thank
just
you.
$100 wow. From his own crazy. Home that he bought.
In the home that I own. It's a stream. It's chest up. It's like not even barely part of the chest up. I'm putting on like a nice sweater and then I'm going to a family dinner later. I'm pants down. I've got the nice,
He's winning the pooing right now.
I've got my hog just swinging out right now.
Sweating on the chair.
Calling alone.
Crazy.
I like to leave a snail trail on my chair when I stream.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
Okay. We're at the seat cushion. Thank you for the $5. Everyone looks like they can apply as 1800s investors. Thank you.
Wow.
We're all very fancy.
And it was an inside job. Jebediah Penny Farthing looking at
thank you for the $2.
That's a hell of a good call.
That's a new one. That's a new one.
So the next one, Eli, specifically for you. Orcs.
Thank you very much for the $50.
Thank you.
Eli, I heard you were talking smack about Ontario. What does Alberta have? Everything, by the way. Nothing, just snow and more snow. You are just sour because you're the Texas of Canada. Nothing wrong with that. You're just jealous of our milk banks. No, I'm not. Love you all. We love you too, Orcs. We have the highest GDP per capita and the lowest taxes, and we have oil, and we're having affordable living. Alberta has...
Eli, wait. What the hell is a milk bag?
In Ontario, they drink milk out of bags.
Some say
Orcs is making fun of me for living in Alberta. But they're drinking milk out of bags. Can you believe that?
What do you
that?
Mean they drink milk out of a bag? What do you
I,
mean?
That's exactly what I mean.
It comes in a plastic bag.
I got to throw my milk out. It's been in my fridge for 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro. I mean, that milk's good, bro.
I love you.
Chuck it down the sink.
Even if you live in Ontario, I still love you.
Even if you live in Ontario. Bro. What's the biggest attraction in Alberta? Like, if someone's like,
we have Banff. Like, people from China come to Banff all the time.
What's Banff?
Banff, it's a national park. It's very nice. It's very pretty. It's Waterton. Waterton's very pretty. Yeah. Banff is
cool. I do like the North America does have really good national parks. Damn.
Indiana has the dunes and several different
hospitals. At least on Al Gaib.
We also have Drumheller too, which has a big T-Rex.
They're like
dinosaur museum.
They're like that's big. Cool. They're just the dunes. They're just like really scenic sand dunes.
Damn.
And it's by Lake Michigan, so you know it's also a beach.
We got Big Ben. Big Ben.
The Big Ben's pretty cool.
Big eyeball. Like Big Ben, Madame Tussauds, and other things.
And
there's a lot in London.
Don't forget, as a Rust Belt state, Indiana also has meth heads.
Mm.
Jake Bowen says, Canada sucks so bad, China sends people to spy on their trees. Pretty true. Wow. Look, honestly, if I lived in Ontario, I couldn't afford to be a YouTuber. So I'm pretty happy to be living in Alberta.
Troy's about to have that oil money soon.
Only we actually use any of it and send it all away. Whatever. It's fine.
We're about to politics,
it's
guys.
Fine.
I'm not gonna crash out. As they say.
Thank you guys for watching. Though,
I think after my quiz, it's a bit of my poo for you.
Do you know we buy oil despite having? Wait,
that just seems stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. We buy foreign oil. I got to stop. We got to end the stream.
The Canadian economics rant is coming out right now.
Canada has fallen. Billions must play hockey.
You guys, we're also on Spotify, of course, but thank you guys for listening to this episode. Appreciate you all. Let us know how you guys did. Back to regular stuff, normal podcast things next week, though.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys very soon. Thank you, especially to Red. Crazy, you crazy man.
The boy.
Crucify the Canuck boy. Hockey teams.
Uh-huh. Also, shout out to Red's cat, Talos, because Talos is good.
He's not very good.
No, the cat is.
I thought he meant Talos, the actual character. No,
if you ask Nightlords fans, he's good because
he felt bad about doing it.
Yeah, I felt bad when I skinned that baby, so I'm a good person. That's how that works, right?
It gets what he does in the third book is nuts.
I haven't read it yet. Don't spoil it. I've already had enough spoilers.
All right, guys, we'll see you guys all very soon. Peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.